Chapter 20, Sparrow and Swallow. These are two birds with which you will be very familiar. At least the sparrow you will know very well, and you may be so used to seeing it that you hardly take any notice of this busy little bird. There is scarcely a country in the world where the sparrow is not known. How common, then, it is, and how little value do we put upon it. It has not the beautiful feathers that some birds have, nor can it sing like some others. It is a drab little creature, and chirps about in a bold and cheeky manner. Yet it is one of God's wonderful creatures that He has made. Though it is so small and common, it has many likable ways, and above all, God takes care of it. Not one sparrow can fall to the ground without His notice. How wonderful that the great Creator should take such care of these birds, which are of so little value that two of them are sold for a farthing, or five of them for 2 farthings. Yet not one of them is forgotten by their Creator. So Jesus told His disciples, and He used this to show what care God has for His people. They are of more value than many sparrows, and if God cares for these birds, how much more will He care for His children? Even the very hairs of their head are all numbered. So if God takes care of such small things as their hairs, and knows just how many there are, will He not also take care of their bodies to preserve them from harm? Yes, and He will manage all things for them and preserve their souls as well. Of course, you know how the sparrows keep very much together. They fly about and feed together, although each pair has its own little nest. But sometimes you may see one sitting alone on the top of a house or in some other place. There he is, all alone, and seems to have no companions. How lonely he looks as he perches there without any mate to comfort him. What a desolate and sorrowful creature he seems to be. This is just how the Lord's people feel sometimes, and it made the psalmist say that he was like a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Sometimes good people feel like that, as though everyone had forsaken them and God had forgotten them. But they pour out their soul to God in prayer, and He has promised to regard the prayer of these destitute ones and will not despise their prayer. So you see how God makes use of these creatures in the Bible to show what care He has for His people. We have said that these sorrowful ones pour out their hearts in prayer. Yet it may hardly seem that they can call it prayer. They are so full of trouble and sorrow that they can only groan and sigh out their wants. It was like this with good King Hezekiah. God told him to set his house in order, for he should die and not live. Poor Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and tried to pray to his God, and he cried and wept. He was so troubled that he could not think it was a prayer. So he said that he only chattered like a crane or a swallow, and mourned like a dove. Now you have heard some of our beautiful songbirds. What lovely melody they make! You have heard the thrush or the blackbird pouring out its mellow note from the top of a tree or other high place. or you may, in the country, have watched the skylark soaring high from the ground and warbling its wonderful song as it goes upward almost out of sight. Or perhaps you have lain awake and listened to the beautiful melodies of the nightingale as one answers the other from the treetops. How beautiful are all things which the Creator has made! But there are other birds whose notes are so poor that you would hardly call it a song. How the little sparrows chirp out their sharp notes, and the swallow twitters as it flies so gracefully, catching its food with open mouth. Hezekiah thought his prayer was like the chattering of a swallow, that's all. But God heard his prayers, saw his tears, and healed him both in body and soul. Both the sparrows and the swallows make their nests on houses or other buildings, and you will remember that David envied these little birds because they could make nests in the Lord's house or temple. But poor David was driven away from the temple by his enemies and could not get there as he longed to do. You will find this in the 84th Psalm and about the sparrow alone in the 102nd Psalm. Then you can read about Hezekiah and his prayer in the 38th chapter of Isaiah, and about God's care for sparrows in Matthew chapter 10, and in Luke chapter 12.